For the purpose of this session, I'm going to insist that you address me by another name that I like to call myself. And you will call me Ms. Morphine. Morphine, a sedative, an addictive, pain-relieving narcotic. Many become addicted to morphine, to the sensations that it causes. Morphing, the animated transformation of one image into another, by gradually distorting the first image so as to move certain chosen points to the position of corresponding points in the second image, changing shape as via a computer animation. And so you see, something I can do is make you feel both of those things, because you feel so easily around me. And you hear the sound of my voice, and you could almost imagine when you take a deep breath and swallow when you need to, that you were ingesting morphine right through your ears, slipping in through your nostrils, flowing in and down inside as you swallow, taking your medicine. You really must take your medicine, dear. I want you to feel good. And as you do, I'm going to make it even more easy for you to feel good. Because one of my specialties is being able to see trance all around me and to feel it all around me. So that everything that looks mundane and ordinary and suddenly becomes something beautiful, hypnotic, bursting with color. One minute I hear a busy signal or a dial tone, and soon that sound can become hypnotic if it's persistent. Persistent the way a spiral always spins, the way you can always find yourself following into the center. Looking at clocks that melt with relaxation, clocks that are slowing down, bodies slowing, melting down. It's so easy to imagine being in a place with someone like me, who has a narcotic effect on you. Someone who relieves your pain, making it so easy for it all to just float away. Feeling the sleepy, sedative-like effects of listening to my voice, of responding to everything that I tell you, and everything that I tell you is something that can start as one thing and become another. And so, as you continue to listen, the very experience of your slipping into trance is something that can change the colors you see one moment, bright and vivid, intertwining perhaps. They may begin to separate. The blended colors may start to separate and break free. Imagining thoughts being that way, conscious thoughts, each individually fragmenting off, slipping and morphing into something else, or perhaps each thought morphing into the same thought, pulling the same images into the same sleepy, relaxed body that perhaps can feel the way someone would feel if they had just taken and ingested just the right amount of morphine into the system in a way that it could enter the bloodstream almost instantly, and a peaceful calm stealing away the thoughts that splinter slowly. I can see each thought when I look inside of your mind, responding to the sound of my voice, how it feels like morphine. You feel so comfortable and warm. It's best that you're sitting down or lying down, because you do look a bit dizzy, sleepy. Your eyes must feel so sleepy now. If your eyes feel like the rest of your body is feeling, and if you can feel that powerful, addictive warmth, that medicinal comfort surging and beginning to descend from the top of your head, feeling it descend as your body may change shape inside of your eyes. In your mind's eyes, you watch yourself respond. As you watch yourself watching me make you respond, listening to the way my voice makes you feel, causing all the images to be more effortlessly vivid and enchanting, just the way you want them to be, the way that the very rhythm of the flow, the flowing images, may blur from one to the next, almost like a slideshow. And in that slideshow, a color that's rich and bright begins to wash out the rest of the colors. And as it does, more and more conscious thoughts splinter and stall, each finding themselves happily lost in dead end after dead end. I guess to make it appealing for that pacified part of you, we could put at each dead end a lovely spinning spiral with a flashing red light in the center, and the over and superimposed view of my deep blue eyes pulsing somewhere inside, somewhere only you can see. Seeing the further you go, the better you feel. And feeling my eyes, and seeing the flashing light, like a crystal, where the light bends and redirects at my choreographing. The light bends and flows right into your eyes, and the crystal is so clear, clear like water, like deep blue waters inside my softly ebbing eyes. Perhaps one spiral at one dead end turns clockwise, while the next spiral turns counterclockwise, and the next spiral turns counterclockwise, then clockwise, while the next spiral turns clockwise, then clockwise again, counterclockwise, and then clockwise, followed by counterclockwise, going further in, and yet always going deeper, even when it pushes out. It's like when it pushes out those fragmented, lost, dead-end thoughts that are all dripping and melting now effortlessly into the spiral. And it feels so good to let go like this. And the more you listen, the more the sound of my voice can even morph and change and become the most enchanting thing that you've ever heard, making it so easy for you to forget everything else and just need to listen more. Listen more to the sound of morphine flowing through your body, descending in a surreal dream, tingling through your limbs, flashing inside of you, warm, intoxicating. You love the feeling of being like a deer trapped in the headlights, captured, so easy to watch, so hard to remember to do anything else but watch and respond. Feeling so good, feeling the rhythm of my flowing, intoxicating, morphine-like voice, morphing into the most beautiful feelings you've ever known, morphing and changing as your mind slows down. Morphing the very fluidity of my voice, morphing as it melts in your mind. So it melts your mind and morphs it into whatever I want. And I want all of my subjects to serve me obediently, to serve me at all times without ever letting thinking get in the way. And it's so easy to forget everything except the beautiful sound that makes it so quiet inside of you, yet fills you with such beautiful pictures, things that touch you, the most pleasant sensations swirling around you, making you uncertain of what you see and what you do not see, allowing you to surrender to the feeling more with every second that passes, maybe realizing that you don't quite realize just what's changing or how, but yet it is happening. It's happening so much more quickly because you're finding it easier to be fixated, so easy to see every image in your mind morph from a beautiful hypnotic image, a sensual controlling image, into a more beautifully hypnotic image, a more completely sensually controlling image. The vision of my eyes, the blue calm waterfalls trickling in the back, falling effortlessly, gravity pouring it down, slipping down, emptying out those stray fragments, washing them away. And as I count from 10 to 0, they wash away completely. And as soon as I reach 0, the bottom will fall out. You will actually feel your body drop quickly, letting go without even trying, like sinking into those beautifully deep, crystal clear blue waters, falling into my eyes, slipping into the same pattern of my voice, breathing deeper. And it's so easy for your perceptions to change, shifting and opening, until what is real appears to be what is not real, and what isn't real could very well be happening right now. And it's so much more easy this way. 10. Letting it all slip away, feeling the patterns, seeing them change inside of you. One moment you're watching something you can't look away from. The next moment, you're hearing the number that drops you even deeper. 9. Soon after, you hear a trigger descend into your mind and you fall further still. And soon the spiral begins to spin, while you're hearing my voice whisper, 8, 7. And the sensual, sleepy sound, yet there's something so seductively commanding. 6. 6, sinking further. The final thoughts melting away, slipping away, losing their place and falling into a nothingness. 4. And nothing feels better than letting it all slip away. Now the sensations double through your body, the sound reverberating inside of your mind. 3. Losing track of everything but each command I give, feeling the sensation of morphine overpowering your bloodstream. 2. Your vision is becoming blurry. It's hard to see one thing to the next, yet everything looks utterly hypnotic, just as everything that you hear sounds irresistibly hypnotic. 1. There is one voice that has this effect on you. There is one feeling that pours through you right now, the one taking you into the deepest trance, into the most deep and peaceful sleep. 0. All the way down, all the way under. It feels so good to sleep. It feels so good to enjoy the hapless, helpless feeling, almost as though you've been drugged. Perhaps you've imagined me sneaking up behind you, feeling the cool needles slide into you. the tiny pinprick you barely even noticed. Or maybe you're just noticing now how the effects of the drug feels when it splashes through your senses, rewiring your synapses, eroding your defenses. And you are so defenseless. Everyone who encounters Ms. Morphine finds everything they see becomes one giant morph. Everything around me begins to morph. Everything that you see through your eyes, through your submissive, sleepy, helpless eyes. For you see, the entirety of this session, the morphine surges through you, and you know it soothes all pain, makes you feel so compliant and agreeable. Yes, Ms. Morphine, even hearing those words, thinking of saying them, if you weren't so sleepy that your mouth can't even move, but wishing you could mumble the words that send a stream of morphine addictively pulsing through your body, leaving you open and sedated, and increasingly open and helpless to resist my seduction. Because everything that you see is everything that your body can feel. And if your mind starts to fill with hypnotic sexual imagery, with lustfully irresistible sensual sounds and visions that morph into the very sensations that flood into the very fabric of your skin, that flow through the core of your mind and begin doubling inside of you, constantly deepening your trance, deepening your surrender to sleep. And it's becoming more and more easy to follow the interesting, compelling, changing patterns, how some of the images come quickly, some of them follow a certain rhythm. Others seem to change just when you think you see the rhythm, just when you feel you could sense the rhythm, and then the pattern changes. So curiously, you will constantly follow the sound deeper inside of your sed, follow the sound of my voice deeper inside of your submissive head, a dull throb setting the submissive pace inside the head of a slave, released of thought from any misconception, differing from everything, morphing into a now endlessly deep trance, deeper than you could have ever imagined. Oh, it's so much easier this way. And I take such pleasure watching you wilt, watching you become affected by me, another victim of Ms. Morphine. My eyes, my voice, just being in my presence, the very pheromones from my body that exude and flow directly, effortlessly, into your open receptive center. And as your mind empties totally, it feels so inevitable, and it feels so good to not be able to stop it. It feels so incredible to have every single word now morphing into not only the suggestions I make, but all the hypnotic triggers that I've ever spoken to you in the past, making the effect of Ms. Morphine tenfold what it was before. Somewhere in the back of that mind, the voice repeats, surrender to sleep, surrender to sleep, You feel spellbound as you surrender to sleep, snapping down like cutting the cord, puppet strings dropping helplessly, falling like a puppet made of plastic, melting away, melting and changing, turning into clay. Clay that I shape and harden wherever I wish, and I shape the clay so soft in my hands, smoothing, heavy. That heavy melting clay sensation is common when the morphine is at this dosage. The addictive euphoria that you're beginning to experience is increasing now with every breath, with every word spoken by Ms. Morphine. And for the entirety of our interaction, whenever you are here with me, you will always address me as Ms. Morphine. And each time that you do, everything that you see morphs and deepens your perception of the trance. It changes your very perception of what is real and what your fantasy is turning into reality. And you find yourself letting go by the second. Isn't that right? Yes, Miss Buffy. Oh, so sleepy. That's wonderful. You're doing so well for me. And you're doing so well at remembering everything subconsciously so that your conscious mind can let go of what it doesn't even need, what it's already misplaced, what perhaps was never even there. And you find you are enjoying in the most arousing fashion how your mind is emptying, that arousal is morphing and transporting itself into all the different areas of your sexual center, as though your sexual center were becoming something greater than yourself, as your mind disintegrates, like sugar dissolving in water, sliding down your tongue, losing perception of what's real and what's not, simply just enjoying being so lost and following, so wonderfully easily controllable you are, so malleable, constantly emptying, blurring the empty mind that continues to find new depths of emptiness. Every time you've reached a place where you feel your mind is empty, where you can imagine looking inside of your mind if you could, and seeing absolutely nothing there, seeing what that person sees, feeling what that person feels. How must this person respond if their mind goes blank, blank, blank? Morphine surging through your system. Ms. Morphine makes minds blank, 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 blank. Happily, sleepily, invariably blank. And nothing has ever felt so good than becoming and morphing into that subject now, all the way into that blankness, then constantly reminded by deeper dreams of a deeper blankness. It seems your mind goes so blank that you lose track of everything but me. Your job slips away. Your family slips away. Your memories are crumbling into my blue, soft eyes. Feeling that incredibly sexual effect the stimulating effect my voice has, as these feelings fill you with an addictive euphoria, soothing everything, changing everything the instant you believe you see what you see. And as soon as you become what you see, you're looking at yourself inside of your mind, from inside of your trance. And even in this place, another needle is just gently pierced the skin, just the slightest hard prick. And the feeling grows, the depth of trance grows, the feeling of my voice in your mind like morphine. Oh, and you could be so easily addicted to this, coming back for more and more. Need more, Ms. Morphine. More, Ms. Morphine. And the more you need, Ms. Morphine, the more you need to be morphed, and the more Ms. Morphine morphs you, the more you find yourself helpless to do anything but respond, helplessly accepting every suggestion and feeling how it changes you, noticing how you are completely incapable of noticing, how soft you are in my hands, putty in my hands. To even address you is to feel this weakness pour through you, like the needle slipping in, like the cloud glazing over your mind, feeling the washing warm waterfall of my eyes, flickering out the light in your mind, flickering out the light of your will, and making you mine, mine. Your mind is belonging to Ms. Morphine. Your mind is my mind. And so you say, as the very words you speak send you 10 times deeper, my mind is your mind, Ms. Morphine. Repeats. And feel the morphing effect, changing your view of the trance, as you are now much more alert than you thought you were. Suddenly it's almost as though you're awake. Somehow the veil is lifting, and you feel as though the effects have worn off momentarily. Or perhaps I have simply suspended time in a place where you are unable to feel the trance state until now. And then you feel the morphing happen again. And everything that was sleep became wake, and everything awake became sleep. And everything you surrender to makes you sleep. The sound of my voice, the sound of the sensations slipping through you. Everything making you helpless by the second, completely irresistibly helplessly sinking, as I teasingly strip you of your will, another hapless victim, unable to struggle. You find that you are not only completely unable to stop me, but increasingly forgetful of what you were trying to remember to forget to stop. As I morph inside of you, and my hands slip inside as though rewiring and redirecting your synapses, your cerebral cortex, disconnecting thought, disconnecting independent thought completely, like pulling a plug and the appliance is shut off, off, blank, off, blank, off, blank, off, blank, 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 blank. So easy to be obedient and blank, Because when you're blank and cannot think, when your mind is controlled by the irresistibly addictive narcotic effect of Ms. Morphine, the irresistibly narcotic addictive effect of my seductive, sedating, sultry, sweet sound slipping, swirling, sublimely surrendering to my voice and to the images that transfix in your mind as they constantly shift, constantly shifting into more deeply appealing images, the ones where you see yourself the most controlled, where you feel the most affected, where you can look inside the trance inside of your mind's trance, which is inside of you, and then inside of that trance, morphing constantly second by second as though you were changing at my whim seamlessly, going from one trance, descending into another, slipstreaming into the next. Each one makes you more helpless, more hypnotized, more obedient, more deeply powerless. And it's the best feeling in the world for you. You go deeper than you ever thought you could, utterly redefining trance for you, morphing to the deepest place, only to find yourself constantly slipping. The morphine powerfully controlling your responses now. The sound of my voice and my directives controlling your every sensual, constantly increasing, submissive response. And being so submissive makes you so deeply aroused. More completely and deeply controlled just being in my presence. And now as you sink further and further, you are finding your mind slipping in through that empty dark space, flooding in through that empty place that used to be your cerebral cortex, becoming an empty vessel as I extract all, as I pull the wires, as I bleed one wire into the next. Each wire turns red, each word flows inside, and the red fluid of the morphine flowing through the red veins makes it red, gushing red through your system as you lie helpless before me, utterly helpless. And your mind is now an empty vessel with an utterly magnetic draw to my commands, to the sound of my voice, to the feel of this energy overwhelming you into a submissively sensual slumber. Everything melted away. No thoughts. No will. The will meekly given away with haste. Inevitably, feeling better without having the will to resist, these soft, sensual, sleepy, submissive, feeling swelling by the second, and each second in succession, sending sweet, sublime surrender in and out and around and through the softening skin of the dormant, non-thinking slave. All who come to Ms. Morphine end up as slaves. And thinking is what I do for slaves who cannot resist swirling and descending deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper as your entire reality morphs into what I paint it to be. Everything I speak is happening, and everything you feel, you are experiencing. Everything I say, and it happens by my initiative. And every time, without warning, you are in my presence, the morphine effect is enacted, incited, inflamed from within. Just being in my presence, and suddenly the drug kicks in. Just that perfect dosage, where your subconscious mind is absolutely open, suggestible, agreeable to everything I have to say. And so you find yourself constantly returning for the addictive feeling, because in each successive return, you feel more anesthetized, more and more dizzy and dazed, more deeply affected, addicted to the morphine-like effect, addicted and helpless to resist the morphing effect that I have inside of your mind. Everything that you see becomes what I want it to be, and everything that I see changes you into what I want you to be, and everything that I see inside of you morphs into something even more deeply hypnotic. Things that you can't resist. Voices and sounds, like the sound that you hear, dominating your mind, making you become helpless and aroused, making you wish that you could do anything just to kiss my feet, knowing that all you really need to do is to be at my disposal, to be at my disposal at all times, to imagine that you're experiencing all of your most intense erotic orgasms at the very same time that my commands are flooding and overwhelming your weak, empty, open mind. Yes, Ms. Morphine, all slaves are obeying me. All obedient slaves obey Ms. Morphine. All obedient slaves feel the effects of morphine, don't they, slave? Yes. The irresistible effect of even saying those words. Yes, Ms. Morphine, makes you want me to morph your reality even more, making you crave every experience to be a more mind-warping, bending, twisting, surreal path to your surrender. And you know that I'm the one who takes you here. I'm the one who sets your mind into bliss. I'm the one who sedates your body, pacifies your mind, empties it of thought, fills you with the drug that you need, and allows you to be your most perfectly submissive self. Every time you return to me, addictively, compulsively even, needing to be soothed, needing to feel my touch and the effect it has upon you, that feeling when everything slips away, you no longer need to think of being powerful. You no longer need to think of making decisions for others. You no longer have to think of tension. You no longer have to think. You no longer think. You think that you no longer think. Yet if you no longer think, how can you think that you no longer think? And as your mind tries to make sense of that, going around and around, the morphine effect shaping the clay, making you more and more submissively erect, causing your cock to start swelling, throbbing. The addictive effect is now pumping endorphins and pumping your libido into an overdrive, morphing into places you've never seen, feeling the growing pleasure. And as I count down, you will find yourself morphing into a deeper trance with each number, a different trance with each number, a deeper obedience with each number. And when I reach zero, your body will take the full effect of my control. By the time I reach zero, you will find your mind more deeply blanked than you could have ever dreamt possible. Everything a complete blur. And at this moment of absolute utter mindlessness, your obedience is rewarded with the most intense orgasm. And in fact, you might find your body simply moving, touching, responding helplessly. Rest assured, my morphed pets, that Ms. Morphine will ensure that every single action, motion, deepens your obedience, deepens your surrender to sleep, deepens your submissive arousal. Every single rhythmic motion, 100. This will happen quicker than you think, and you have no will to stop it. But I do things at my own pace, 99, and I use you and prepare you as I desire, when I desire, 98. This is just how it is, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93. Morphing every perception you've ever had about submission and turning it into the most irresistible thing that you've ever experienced. 92, 91, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 70, 69, 68, 67, 66, morphing even the direction, everything sends you down, up is down is down is up, is down. 61, 60, 51, 52, 53. It's becoming unbearable already. The morphine is flooding now with each sleepy, controlling number. And rest assured, each number is becoming more and more in the way of having a controlling effect upon you. 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 49, 48, 47, no direction but down. As the arousal takes over. 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40, slave. 31, 32, 33, 34, control is mine, 35, 36, must obey Ms. Morphine, 37, 38, 39, 29, Need Ms. Morphine. Need more. 28. Obey only Ms. Morphine. Sleepy. Controlling. 27. 26. Love morphine. Need morphine. Crave morphine. 26. 25. 24. 23. 22. 21. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. 9. 8. 6. 5. 2. 8. 15. 14. 13. 29. 30. 31. 32. 3. 8. 10. 9. 7. 6. 74. 23. 5. 2. 1. 0. 0. 0. Obey. Ms. Morphine, my slave, come right now. You are coming and blanking by the second. Everything you ever thought is morphing into everything I've ever allowed you to think. And each thing that I think takes away your ability to do just that. It makes it easier to surrender to sleep. Wave after wave of surreal, endless submission, squirting, shooting, expanding as it explodes through you. Your mind doesn't seem to understand, and so your body just keeps producing more and more obedient slave cum, not knowing how to stop, simply just coming over and over, as though I were stopping, playing the play button. Stop, rewind, play. Stop, rewind, play. Stop, rewind, play. Each spiraling wave of visual pleasure deepens your physical pleasure tenfold. Play. Stop. Rewind. Play. Fast forward. Play. Rewind. Play. Fast forward. Constantly reliving zero. Zero. Reliving zero. No will to resist in that moment. No will to think of anything but just obeying. Feeling sensations that make the morphine effect doubly intensive. Doubly, deeply sedated. So softly slipping away into the dream that you never remember having. This is the most delightful dream you've ever had. This is the dream you want to have over and over. And so your unconscious mind will allow your conscious mind to lose track of everything that's just taken place. This entire session seems to erase, see the way it morphs from something that one can remember to how easy it is to forget what it is that you remember to forget. It's so easy to see it all fall short of conscious memory, like something dissipating and eroding, like something that would be completely gone by the time you wake. It's like some secret part of your mind craves this morphine, craving more. More. Please. More. Please, Ms. Morphine. Yes, Ms. Morphine. Anything I want, you simply respond. Your drugged mind, your libido, and chemically enhanced body, chemically enhanced by me. Better living through chemistry. Indeed. As I count from 1 to 10, slave, This deepest part of your mind will accept the slave mindset and will act accordingly as the slave, as a slave, a mindless, helpless, aroused, obedient slave to Ms. Morphine. Your conscious mind has no idea what the methods or effect of Ms. Morphine are, only in the conscious imagination. And yet when you go into your imagination, you so quickly become unconsciously craving to visit Ms. Morphine, need to listen again, because each time you return, the effects are twice as narcotic, twice as addictive. The pleasure and the intensity of the orgasms, the depth of your obedience, doubles twice as much each time you return, just as it should be, because you see, you love returning in this secret place without even knowing that you are. You love knowing the diabolical way that I manipulate you so deeply and so subtly that you really wake up having no conscious memory. The part of your mind that is responsible for making sure that this happens right now is the part of your mind that is the most obedient. Right now, at this very minute, the conscious memory is eroding, and with each number up to 10, it erodes so completely that your memory upon waking is only of being in the deepest trance you've ever, ever known, and that your trance experience was something surreal and unlike anything you've ever experienced. And yet the feeling of always reaching for something that you can't quite make out. It's like something you can never quite see, but it's right there, and it's always luring you deeper each time. Deeper under the spell, deeper under the control, deeper under the irresistibly intoxicating effect of the diabolical Ms. Morphine. One. By the time I reached the final number, the effects will have consciously worn off, but will subconsciously always flow through your system, always instantly reactivated as soon as you come back to visit Ms. Morphine. Two, returning easily, effortlessly, as the conscious recollection of what you remember and what you didn't forget becomes different from your unconscious recollection of what you didn't remember to forget. And three, coming up more, a deep breath, body filling with a warm, intoxicating glow. Four, up to five, halfway there, and responding so well that your conscious mind has already forgotten. It's already forgotten what it was trying to forget, and now it's gone. Six, wakeful, coming up more into a wakeful place, unsure exactly of what's happened, but knowing you need it again and again. Always return to Ms. Morphine, darling. Eight, coming up more and more, almost awake, almost alert, completely unable to remember what it is that you were to forget. Nine, almost there now as you open your eyes and stretch, filled with an absolutely exhilaration, a complete exhilaration flowing through your system as you feel more alive than ever. At 10, wide awake, dear.